Now, the Sunday Spin continues on 720 WGN. Here's Rick Pearson.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin on this stormy Sunday morning in downtown Chicago. Let's hope all of this moves on as we get the final day of the air and water show. Hopefully we'll be able to get that in. And this weather is moving fast, but we've got Dave Schwann in the newsroom to keep us up to date with any late announcements on weather warnings and watches. Joining me now here in the Allstate Skyline studio, a good longtime friend of mine, we won't talk about how long, Bernie Schoenberg, who is political reporter and columnist of the State Journal Register of Springfield, and such a privilege to have you here in the WGN Skyline studio.
Even on a cloudy and rainy day, it's really pretty from up here.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yes. As I joke, that's a perfect view for a radio station, right? No, it's absolutely gorgeous. And Bernie and I were part of the reporting contingent for political days at the Illinois State Fair last week, Wednesday being Governor's Day, which is traditionally the day of the party of the governor that's in power. So in this case, it was Democrat Day. And then the following day was Republican Day. And for Democrat Day, they have the annual County Chair Association brunch, which normally goes on for at least a day and a half, but actually was pretty effective this time in condensing everything in. But they had as their guest speaker, the keynote speaker, United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who attacked Mitch McConnell for burying House passed legislation, some criticism of Trump. Here's kind of a mashup of what she had to say.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All of this legislation is live and well in the general public. I don't even talk very much about the person down the street, but I will say this, that we take an oath of office to protect our country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we will do so. And we will do so. No one is above the law. No one is above the law. We all must be held accountable for our actions. Any one of our candidates would be a better candidate, better president. We all know that. But the fact is, I saw a button I loved here earlier, Democrat for president. Democrat for president. Are you ready to elect a Democratic president?
And that is Nancy Pelosi from the Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association brunch, the pre-festivities before everybody headed out to the fairgrounds on Wednesday. And Bernie, from the beginning, when I saw that she was the keynote speaker, I thought, I'm not so sure that's a great idea for Democrats in central Illinois.
Well, it was an interesting choice, and we asked a lot of people about that. Dick Durbin, the senator who actually lives in Springfield,
said, and who was the one who basically
brought her. He said he invited her, the highest ranking Democratic woman, I guess, ever, unless I'm forgetting somebody, and in the country. It's an honor to have her. Everybody basically said it's an honor to have her. On the other hand, I didn't see her lining up with a lot of congressional candidates, at least not at this breakfast, and she didn't go out to the fair itself for pictures. So what's interesting is there's a very closely contested race.
I was going to say, why don't you explain that 13th congressional district race?
The 13th congressional district was drawn after the last census to go either way. And Rodney Davis is a Republican who used to be a staffer for John Shimkus, who's in Congress. And he was able to win a very close race in 2012. And then he's had an easier time until last year when Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, who's a Democrat that lives in Springfield, came within a point of defeating him. Rodney Davis,
2,000 some votes.
Yeah, it's very, very close. And Rodney Davis seems to run almost as much against Nancy Pelosi as he does against Betsy Londrigan, because his ads will have pictures. Somehow he brings Mike Madigan into it, because Mike Madigan is the convenient boogeyman for Republicans in Illinois. But there were ads he would run with pictures of Betsy, obviously grainy black and white pictures, and Rodney Davis, Nancy Pelosi and Mike Madigan. So it's interesting that someone who has gotten tagged as, you know, the San Francisco liberal, came to Central Illinois. Everybody that I asked about this basically said, you know, she is high ranking. It's an honor to have the speaker here. She did talk the Democratic message, but that was something to deal with. Now it is also interesting.
That's what people said publicly.
Yes, correct. And you know, obviously, some people wonder why this happened, but we move on. It's interesting with the new class of freshmen in the U.S. House on the Democratic side, Alexandria, of course, Ocasio-Cortez in particular. You have people far to the left of Nancy Pelosi, so she's, you know, looking more like a moderate in the party and holding people
in line. Well, that's what Illinois Senate President John Cullerton says.
Right.
She used to be that San Francisco liberal, now she's the center of the party.
Right. So,
I don't know if that does her any favors either.
So we will see where, the Republicans go with this. But I think for Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, you know, it probably was not the greatest representative of the Democratic Party to come in despite her power and national stature.
Now, I mean, we should point out that obviously there'll be another fair before the general election.
That's right.
In November.
Is it really? Yeah. And of course, everybody's got to get through the next primary. Nobody has announced against Betsy, and certainly Rodney
Davis
doesn't seem to be challenged.
So, and we deal in politics, we deal in short attention span theater to some extent. But certainly, it wasn't like Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan's name wasn't mentioned in that brunch.
No, she was mentioned.
Or at the fairgrounds.
Right. Everybody's saying that you have to maintain the Democratic majority. Certainly the Democrats think, and they're hoping to get the Senate, too. So,
but as you pointed out, there wasn't any picture of those two.
I did not.
There wasn't any picture of any Lauren Underwood from up here, from Naperville, who unseated Randy Hultgren. She was there. She wasn't on the stage.
No, and yeah, it was just one speaker going up at a time this time. And as you say, Pelosi came, Pelosi went. She did have a little press conference where she answered a few questions. And she was asked actually about, you know, what about
She answered a few questions. I'm not sure what she said.
Well, she did say, when I think either you or I both asked her the same kind of question.
She answered your question more than my question.
And she said there have been like 137,000 advertisements in 2018
that
highlighted me and called me the San Francisco liberal, and we did pretty well. We gained, what was it, 50?
43. Well,
whatever.
Yeah.
They gained a really strong majority in the House, and that's why Democrats are now giving President Trump a little more trouble than they used to.
See, yeah, but it took her a while to get to that.
Yes, well, she...
I was the one who
there
said...
There was a little filibuster going
on. I was the one who said, you think it's a good idea for you to be here to help Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan? And her response was, e pluribus unum, which I turned to Bernie and looked at him, and it's like, what the heck is she talking about?
Yes.
And so that was kind of the highlight of the answer, as far as I recall. To each their own was basically what she said.
Well, like she said, they've campaigned against her before, but she thinks that the voters will choose those of her party for reasons beyond that.
We're speaking with Bernie Schoenberg, political reporter and columnist from the State Journal Register of Springfield. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin on this stormy Sunday morning in Chicago. Come on, let's get out of here and get the air show going. We can do it. We can do it. We need a nice Sunday. Bernie Schoenberg, my good friend from the State Journal Register of Springfield, is here in the Skyline Studios. First appearance in the Skyline Studio. Of course, it's all bright out there. It is drenching.
I can
out
almost
there.
See a few buildings out there.
You can barely see across the river.
Sheets of rain. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it'll clear up this afternoon. Don't worry.
It's dry in here. So, we've been talking about political days at the Illinois State Fair, and we talked about Democrat Day. So now let's go over to Republican Day, and it started as it normally does with its joint meeting of the Republican State Central Committee, the grand poobahs of the state GOP, along with the members of the Republican County Chairman's group, County Chair's group. Actually, I don't think they've changed. I think they're still Republican County Chairman. very sparsely attended. Of course, it never is that heavily attended because it's not like this fundraising.
It's not
brunch.
Open to people or right. to regular folks. I mean, it is members of those groups.
But having said that it was sparsely attended, it was even kind of more sparsely attended than I've seen it. And it's always a time for elected officials or potential candidates to kind of come before this group, but they don't really slate, but just kind of make their pitch.
Right. And we saw Tim Schneider, of course, is the party chairman still, and he sounded a little like his buddy Bruce Rauner, the former governor, who had said, I think, that he, you know, got Mark Schneider into the slot as chairman.
He got Tim Schneider. Right.
And
of course, we should point out that Tim Schneider also lost his reelection bid for Cook County Board President.
And he was bashing Mike Madigan and Democrats are corrupt, and so we need to grow out of that. There were four people who are seeking to run against Dick Durbin for U.S. Senate who appeared before this group. Mark Kern, who just lost a very close race for reelection as sheriff of Lake County. Dr. Tom Tarter, a cancer surgeon from Springfield who says he's going to retire now to do this full time. Peggy Hubbard, who's from Belleville and is rather strongly, she's African American and talks about lots of
social media activist. I kind of put it politely.
Yeah.
You can take it from there.
And then Dr. Robert Marshall, who goes back and forth between parties and now only wants to split Illinois into two.
I thought that actually might have been the most newsworthy point, because when he ran for the governor.
As a Democrat last time,
he wanted to split the state into three.
And then by the end of the campaign, it was four.
In four, right.
Yes. Now it's down to two, so just we'll make a chart.
Yeah. So that's your field.
So and so far, you know, we heard from Congress people like Darren LaHood and Rodney Davis. I thought one difference, not only at the morning but at the afternoon, was there was more discussion of President Trump this time. When Bruce Rauner was governor for 4 years and had kind of a lock on the Republican Party through his wallet as well as control of the governor's office, he didn't like Donald Trump. It was very clear. Others in the party, certainly downstate, like Donald Trump more. So when we went to the fairgrounds in the afternoon, there was a big Trump sign right on the gate.
Yeah.
As you went into the director's lawn at the state fair where they have the rally, and under Rauner, there were no Trump signs. You know, there might be a few MAGA hats around. This year, there were Trump signs in addition to the stop social
flags.
Yeah. So there was more talk about the positives of the president. And when you'd ask, when he asked somebody like Darren LaHood, a congressman from Central Illinois, well, you know, what about ethical problems that Trump has had or media outlets that follow him and say he doesn't tell the truth all the time? Well, look at the results. Look at the economy. And it's just all about the economy, despite the fact that, you know, certainly, as Bill was talking about in Iowa, there are questions, you know, coming up. And it's really farm territory around Springfield and a lot of these
very and the state fair.
And the state fair, which is an agricultural exposition. You know, there's still a lot of good feeling about the president.
So Steve Scalise was the House Minority Whip, the number two ranking Republican in the United States House from Louisiana. And, of course, he was most known for the fact that he was severely injured
right.
In 2017 at that congressional softball baseball practice.
Real baseball.
Yeah, congressional baseball practice.
In Alexandria.
Where Rodney Davis was on the field.
And Rodney Davis was at bat when, you know, this man from Belleville who apparently had supported Bernie Sanders in the past and was worried about health care and was yelling things had come to shoot Republicans and started shooting. And so, you know, Steve Scalise was severely injured. He is back. He walked with a cane, but he's doing fine. He's quite a good speaker, clearly, as shown there. Rodney Davis, I think he just, you know, had a scrape or something from diving into the dugout or something, but he got out of that. A couple of Capitol Police officers were at that field to protect Scalise as a leader, and they were both injured by gunfire, but they also took out the shooter and killed him. This was, in fact, for, you know, however your philosophy goes, there were good guys with guns, a good man and a good woman who ended up, you know, taking out the bad guy with a gun. It hasn't moved on the Republican side, the debate about gun control very much.
And see, and I kind of put this as a counter of timing is Pelosi coming to Central Illinois, you know, Ruby Red, Central Illinois.
And well, Springfield is half and half.
I understand.
But Sangamon County with the farm area.
Well, I'm talking Central Illinois.
Yes.
I'm talking
if you look at the map, there's a lot of red.
And then you've got, you know, just after El Paso and Dayton, let's have Steve Scalise come in as a Republican, and we're not going to talk about gun control.
Yeah, well, not much. I mean, reporters got a little time with him also, and, you know, he did say that they wanted to, you know, make sure that the background checks that are already in law are better done, and that they're pushing for more, making sure that mental health information gets into the background checks.
But basically, existing law is good.
Basically,
enough.
Yeah, they're not pushing for anything radical. They're certainly not talking about banning any new kinds of weapons, which the Democrats more would like to see. Although in Central Illinois, they don't talk about that as much either.
Right.
If they're running for congressional offices. You know, Dick Durbin would be there and Tammy Duckworth would be there, but they're statewide and they have Chicago voters too.
And that's why we need to split the state into five, or four, or three, or two.
Yeah, that's an interesting and ongoing effort, which even Jim Durkin, the Republican leader of the House, said he thought those people talking about it on his side were just basically trying to get elected, and it's not, he doesn't view it as a serious effort.
No one does. No one does.
They keep talking about it. Yes, I understand that.
Yes. That's Bernie Schoenberg, my good friend, political reporter and columnist from the State Journal Register of Springfield. So nice to have you for your inaugural appearance
Rick,
here in the Skyline Studio.
I love the hat.
Thank you so much.